Welcome to the Gym Lords Podcast, where we talk to real gym owners and share their stories, their trials, and what's working for them right now. To apply to be a guest on this podcast, click the link in the description. Hope you enjoy and subscribe.
All right. What is up, everybody? My name is Cale Lowe, and I'm the host of the Gym Lords Podcast here today with Mike Turkin from Atlas Personal Training out of Baltimore, Maryland. Mike, thank you so much for hopping on, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. All right. So let's start it, man. Tell the people what they want to know. So tell us a little bit about Atlas and how you got started.
Well, Atlas is a one-on-one personal training studio. We offer our clients fitness and also nutritional advice. Mm-hmm. I started this studio back in 2005. It was just me. I was the only trainer.
Wow. 16 years ago, just you, solo.
Just me, yep. And, I was a gym rat, doing competitions and things of that nature. But I didn't know a whole lot about the personal training or the gym industry. Hmm. I brought one or two people in from that area who helped me out a little bit. And I basically learned by trial and fire. I just had to learn. Yeah. And started in 2005 and grew my book. We've been in business almost 16 years.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So what were you doing before you decided to become a personal trainer?
I was building cabinets.
Wow, what a switch. So why did you switch?
Well, I saw the cabinet industry and I did antiques. I worked with antique furniture and so forth. And the industry was dying. And I got into bodybuilding. And one day somebody said to me, why don't you just go ahead and open up a personal training studio? You seem to be helping everybody out in the gym. Why don't you get paid for it? Yeah. And I thought to myself, really? Somebody's going to pay me to do this? Yeah. So, it was an eye opener, but it was a great move.
That's awesome. So tell me about your first client. Who was your first client?
My first client actually was a plumber. Okay. Yeah, I was a plumber. He owned his own plumbing company. He wanted to climb Mount Washington. He had never climbed Mount Washington. He never made the peak.
Okay.
He had tried 3 or 4 times, had never made it. Mm-hmm. Needed to get himself in shape. And he was the first client. I had a really tiny little studio. It was basically in the basement of a house.
Was it your house?
Yes, it was my house.
Okay, so you're training people out of the basement. Dude, I love it.
In the basement, bringing them in the back door.
Yep.
And got him ready. And then all of a sudden, the word got around. It went from there. And I found another studio that was a little bit bigger. Yep. And not in my house. And, we were able to establish a pretty good book from that, it worked out pretty good.
That's awesome. So you were, when you first started, I'm curious, because again, we talk about business here on the podcast and stuff. What were you charging back then when you first started per session?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. This will be fun.
about $25 a session.
Okay. And what do you charge today?
I charge roughly around $65.
I love it. All right. So basically tripled your pricing, a little over triple, or almost tripled your pricing in the last 16 years. I love it. So first client. And then how many clients do you have today?
Clients myself, I have close to 40.
Okay. So you still keep a book yourself, roster?
I still keep a pretty good book. And I kind of use that book to work new trainers in. I have 7 trainers that now work for me.
Wow.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And I bring them trainers in an intern program or mm-hmm. apprenticeship program mm-hmm. and basically work with them and how we do things here on the floor.
I love it. Okay. We're going to have to dig into that a little bit. So you have 7 trainers currently that that have their own book of business. How many total clients do you have at Atlas right now?
Total clients that we have at Atlas is roughly just under 70.
Just under 70?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So, and then the 7 personal trainers, and do they work solely for you or are they like 1099 for you and they work other places?
They're 1099, but they work solely for me.
Okay. Right, that's now. Awesome. Okay.
Okay. Right now they're working solely for me. And given COVID, most gym or personal trainers are not working in gyms right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're still open right now. You were able to do that. We were talking a little bit about that. We'll get into that in just a second. So I'm curious about 2020 and everything, but I'm curious about this apprenticeship. I'm going to pull that string a little bit. So you mentioned that. So walk me through, if I was a personal trainer wanting to come work for you, or maybe I was interested in becoming a personal trainer, walk me through that process. What does that look like?
Well, one of the things is a lot of individuals come to us thinking they have to have all these degrees or all these certifications. And I say, forget about them right now. Mm-hmm. Let's get you on the floor and let's just see if this is something you are good at and something that you like to do. Mm-hmm. I have met a lot of trainers in my day and they've had all the degrees in the world, but nobody likes them. They cannot get along with their people.
Been there.
Yep. They have a hard time communicating, motivating people. So mm-hmm. I want to make sure that they are people, as I usually say, that can work with people on a one-to-one basis and inspire them. Mm. And so once we bring them in and we see that spark, they can work with people, they have some creativity with them, then we start working on the certifications. There are a lot out there, as you know, certifications.
Yeah. Too many.
And so we bring them in, we allow them to work with, clients on a one-to-one basis. And then as they start to feel more and more comfortable establishing programs, then we give them their own clients and let them work with that, oversee them, see how they're doing. And then my thing is, I work on just having them become very good trainers. Mm-hmm. The marketing will come later.
Yeah.
The marketing will come later. Just become very good at what you do and people will come to you. Mm-hmm. So that's basically we bring them as they end up getting their certification. They're a full-fledged trainer. They're on the floor and hopefully they're making some money.
That is the goal. That is the goal. So do you advertise for them or you mentioned marketing, do you market for them or do you allow them and teach them how to market for themselves?
I do two things. I market for them in the very beginning, a lot, just to give them some confidence. You know, I've always said that the magic number for a trainer is 5 to 7 clients. Mm. Once they can get 5 or 7 clients, it clicks. They start getting referrals. Yep. It starts clicking for them. Mm-hmm. Then when that does, we teach them how to market on their own, okay. Whether it be social media, other means, and hopefully they're off and going on their own.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What's your turnover like on trainers? I'm just curious because I know you've been doing this for a while and you've seen them come and go. So.
Oh, yeah. I've had a lot. My turnover is fairly big. You know what I mean? It is. I'm probably 50%.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hard business to crack. Frankly, it's not for everyone.
Yeah. It's you come in, I think they think they're going to come in and work 4 hours a day, make $100,000 a year. And it doesn't work out that way.
No, it does not. Very quickly, they realize that's not going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen.
That's awesome. What is, so if I was to come in, on the average trainer that's going to stick, right? So forget the 50% churn. Mm-hmm. You've got someone that comes in and they know they want to do personal training. They know that this is something that I want to do. They're fairly decent at it. From day one to they have their 7th client. How long does that on average take?
That's going to take anywhere from about 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
Somewhere in that range.
So they're investing that entire time. And are they... They're obviously paid for the hours that they're working, right? So they get paid during that time and all that stuff. But the rest of it is really on them to learn and continue to hone in on that.
Correct. Correct. They're on their own learning a lot of that. A lot of my trainers will come to me and they're part-timers.
Yeah.
You know, most of my trainers are part-time trainers. Yeah. They're going to school or working another job, you know, something of that nature.
That makes total sense. Okay. And you have 40 clients yourself. So you're still running. I mean, you're pretty busy. I mean, you got 40
80 hours a week.
I was going to say, you're on the floor a lot. Like, what is your average member, your average like roster client? How many times a week do they come in?
Usually on the average is twice a week.
Twice a week. Okay.
Twice a week is an average.
Yeah. So yeah, you were doing 80 hours a week just on the floor. So you're probably working, knowing gym math with this, you're probably doing about 100 hours a week just working on your business. Totally.
That's correct.
Okay. And you've been doing this it's probably been that way for what? 6, 7 years?
Try 15.
Yeah. 15. From day one. I love it. So do you have a family? Do you have family, kids? Like how does.
I have two daughters. Both are in their 20s. Awesome. They come and see me every once in a while when they can. I work 7 days a week, you know, right now.
Yeah. I love it. You can tell you obviously love it because you would not be doing this for 15 years if you did not purely just truly love it.
Yeah. There are days where, you know, people say, well, it must be nice to be a personal trainer. Yeah. Yeah. But there are other days. So, but you're right. I do love it. it's a real passion. I enjoy working with the average Joe, the guy coming in or the woman coming in who really, really needs to get in shape. We have bodybuilders here. We have football players. We have them. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, between you and I, it doesn't take a whole lot of motivation.
No, it's very easy. It's very easy to coach them.
Okay. Yeah. They're on automatic pilot for the most part. Mm-hmm. But the individual who comes in and drops 100, 150 pounds, you change their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You change their life, mm-hmm. you know. Rewarding.
You save their life.
Yes. Yeah, we save their lives.
That's what I used to preach that to all my coaches, like when we would do that, of like when someone coming in, you are saving their life by showing them the process. So, that's incredible. Okay. So let's bring everything up to pre-COVID, right before COVID.
Okay.
Cause I feel like we're moving into, you know, there was BC and then like everything before that and all that stuff. And now it's like BC, the whole thing. Now it's like it's pre-COVID. So like it's PC now, pre-COVID. Right. February before everything shuts down, cause you guys got shut down you'd never got shut down, but they passed the whole mandates and everything, the lockdowns in March for you, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. So February, how many clients did you have roughly at that point?
Well, February we were at the other location and we had, you know, we were up to 50, 60, you know, clients at that point. We were trucking pretty good.
I love it. So then lockdown happens. What happens next for you? Because you have a different story than most gyms. Most gyms lost a bunch. You have a different story.
We got hit, and at the beginning, we lost probably 85% of our clientele. You know, I'm not coming in right now. I'm waiting to see how this all works out. Then what ended up happening is we end up getting a surge of business from individuals who could not go back into their gyms. So my gym is closed. I can't go back in. Are you open? Yes, yep. I can bring you in on a one-to-one basis and we can work from there. And that's what they saw. So we slowly, it's perfect. It started building from there.
That's awesome. So it's really just, was it word of mouth or was it marketing? Do you advertise currently? How does that work?
Well, you know, website, Facebook, Instagram, things of that nature. You know, we did get a point here in Maryland where we were on absolute lockdown.
Yeah,
you couldn't. My studio was open, quote unquote, should have been closed. We tried to stay open for individuals who we knew that were long-term clients, knew that they worked from home, you know, and had a background that they weren't doing a whole lot outside of their home. So, but we were surviving. We were surviving through all that. But we did lose quite a bit in the very beginning. It was scary. Phone call after phone call, email after email, text after text. And you're going, oh man.
That's actually what I wanted to ask you is like, what is that like for someone who, because I know I've talked to a lot of gym owners on this one. What was it like for you? You've worked a good majority of your life on this business. You poured your heart and soul into this. You spent a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort. And all of a sudden you're told that you can't do this. And control is in a way ripped away from you. Right. Typically, as a business owner, we have control to go out and make our own. Right. We have the ability, and that's taken away. So, what was that like for you after 15 years, 14 years in the business? And all of a sudden, one day, it's like, no, you can't. How did that make you feel?
Well, you know, it was a punch in the stomach. And it was something where it was very scary. But because for me, you know, I'll be 60 years old and I'm halfway now around the moon with this business. I'm committed all the way to the end.
Yeah.
There is no backup plan on this.
Yeah.
So when that happened, it was eye-opening in the way, what am I going to do now? You know, and instead of looking at any other alternative things to do, I looked at alternative things to do with the existing business in front of me and how I was going to make that work and how I was going. We did a lot. We started open up Zoom, as you know, a lot of Zoom and video stuff. And I still do that today. With some individuals. So it was rethinking about what we were doing. Go ahead.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
Like, it's so from that standpoint, it's rethinking kind of some stuff and transitioning. How has that adjusted or changed, if it has, any of your future plans? Like how has that made you rethink the fitness industry and your own business?
Well, for me, we lost a lot of our trainers when COVID happened. They just dropped off and that was it. And most of my trainers are fairly young. So they went off and either did something else or, you know, decided to sit at home. Yep. I had to rebuild a new staff that came about. And then it made me rethink about where we're at, because for years and years, you and I both know that the gym industry ruled the street, you know, and it was all about numbers. You know, the gyms were all about numbers. And we weren't going to break that. We were going to get our little nut. We were going to do fine and this and that. Now that reversed. Gyms are closed. Everybody wants to be coming my way. Now I have to manage about what I'm doing in my studio, how many people I'm bringing in, educating myself about COVID. Previous to working with cabinetry, I have a master's degree in molecular biology. My area was infectious diseases.
Was it really?
Wow. Yes, it was. So I have a pretty good background and experience working with infectious diseases. But it was, as you know, wiping down, bleaching this and that, and, you know, doing all that and reinsuring everyone. And going forward, bringing in trainers who were going to be sensitive to this fact.
Yeah, that's a big piece. I think, especially with the public still being wary. I mean, we're still almost a year into when the first lockdowns happened here in the US, and people are still very wary of where we're at. I mean, you see across the state, I mean, Maryland still isn't in fully open yet, is it?
No, right now they're keeping most businesses at 50% capacity.
Yeah. It's amazing how much this has impacted so many different types of businesses across the board. Crazy. Okay. So online piece, you mentioned the Zoom piece. So are you looking to down the road? Is that a piece that you want to add in? Because I know, like, if you've been doing hands-on personal training for 15 years, it can be, I don't know, I don't want to speak for you, but it can be weird transitioning to having to offer something online where you can't have that person right in front of you, being able to help them, being able to coach them and encourage them. So how has that affected, or how has that kind of changed your business?
Well, you're correct. It is kind of strange working on Zoom. For so long, it was, you know, one-on-one. It was something that, you know, an old dog had to learn a new trick.
Yeah.
And so a lot of my trainers here are very well versed in this. They're a younger crowd than I am. So they were teaching me how to use that technology. And I think it's going to be something that we'll be using quite a bit in the future. We still have a lot of clients who are very scared about coming in and would rather do the Zoom situation from that standpoint.
Are they still paying the same prices as they did before?
Zoom, we bring the price down a little bit for that, of course, and we try to readjust for that. We are, like with anyone, offering packages, offering deals, you know, trying to survive from that standpoint, you know. But the technology, I think, is going to be something that's going to be out there for a while, and we're going to have to use it.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. I like it. So let's talk a little bit about some numbers real quick. So I'm going to present myself as a potential prospect. I walk in. I want to get started with you. What's your typical package that you sell? What is the typical client onboarding experience that happens? How much do they pay? What's their next steps? Like, what does that look like?
Well, and it's funny because, you know, a few years ago, we changed all that philosophy. We used to charge by the session. You know, you were buying session packages, whether it be 10, 15, 20 sessions. And honestly, we would have clients that could sit on a 30 session package for almost a year.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not turning your money around.
No.
So we completely switched that about 2 years ago and went to a month-to-month package.
Love it.
Okay. And so with that, we were turning our money around a lot quicker. When a client comes in, I'm a big guy in numbers. Mm-hmm. So I bring them in, I test them, I go evaluate them, and I tell them where they need to be. Mm-hmm. They now can choose from packages anywhere from once a month, or they can have a yearly membership.
Okay.
It depends on what they want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, our pricing runs as low as $45 an hour and can go as high as $75 an hour, depending on what package they pick.
Makes sense.
More of a commitment, as you know, less of an hourly rate. Mm-hmm. The thing for me is once we went to a month-to-month scenario, we had to really go back and really re-groom our trainers because our clients could turn to us at the end of the month and say, bye-bye.
Yep.
That's it. I'm not getting any results.
Yep.
Okay. So it was like, okay, we've got to go back in, retool what they're doing, and then make a real commitment to these clients that they're going to get where they need to be.
Yeah.
In a month.
Makes total sense. Okay. So the average member pays, well, your pricing ranges per month on a monthly basis, anywhere between $360 to roughly $600 a month.
That's correct. Yeah. That sounds right. About right.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome. I love it. That's still a steal, man. That's a steal for one-on-one personal training, man. That's phenomenal. And you mentioned nutrition included in that. Do all clients receive nutrition, or is it an add-on? How does that work?
Well, I'm a nutritionist also. So I'm the only nutritionist here. So I'm working with the clients on a one-to-one basis with their nutrition, mm-hmm. along with their trainer. You know, if the trainer decides that they want to take that further education, work with that, that's great. And then we compensate that trainer for that. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm doing all the nutrition.
Okay. And is that included in their training?
That is included in their training.
Oh, man. Yes. Love it. Okay. So talk me real quick. I'm always curious about this because we took at my gym, we worked with a lot of athletes and general pop too. So we kind of had a strength and conditioning facility, and I always enjoyed the evaluation process. The onboarding process really mm-hmm. got me. I was always fascinated by it, like how I can tweak it, how I can make it better. So you mentioned you do an eval. So walk me through that process. It's really a sales process as well as evaluation. So if I was going to come in, I schedule a 1 hour meeting with you, a consultation, right. And then consultation. Okay, walk me through that process, that hour. What does that look like?
Well, basically I'm going to bring you in, and the very first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do your body fat, get your weight, get an idea of where we need to be, nutrition, your history, any injuries that we need to know about, limitations, medications that you're taking. Yep. But that is the first thing that we do. Mm-hmm. Then we hit the gym, or we hit the floor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to do a small cardiovascular test, you know.
Which one is that? What do you choose?
Well, I'm going to choose the 12-minute run.
You're brutal, man.
Yeah.
You're brutal.
Yeah, I'm going to choose the how much distance you can cover in 12 minutes.
I love it. That's awesome. Okay. So we get that, and everyone's wobbly after that. What happens?
Everyone's a little wobbly after that. Then, you know, I'm going to see your push-ups, your sit-ups, how many you can do in a minute. I'm going to get an overall strength conditioning in the way that I'm going to see I even do a bench press test. Mm-hmm. Standard weight for men is 80, women 35 pounds. Mm-hmm. How many of those you can do, mm-hmm. To failure, body weight, push-ups, pull-ups, mm-hmm. you know, how many pull-ups you can do. So I get an overall estimate of what you can do physically.
Yeah.
And then from there, we start setting some realistic goals. And I always like doing short-term goals, 2 to 4 weeks. For you sure. know, because I'm going to go right back to that testing in about 4 to 6 weeks exactly. and see if you've gotten better.
Exactly. And that's what helps a client too, because if you can show them that they've improved in that short amount of time, they're bought in.
Yeah. And you've got to give them some numbers. You've got to give them something. And we'll work on the nutrition. We'll work on the diet. But if you bang them over the head with diet very beginning, you'll lose them.
Yeah.
You know, and this and that. And I keep nutrition very simple. I do a lot of macros. Mm-hmm. Just keep it simple. Here you go. See how you do. And we'll work from there. You know, of course we've got the hardcore ones who come in, and as you know, everybody coming in your door is different.
Oh yeah.
100%. Yeah. Everybody's coming in your door is different.
So what would you say your closing percentage is? So if the average person walks in, out of 10 people that walk in and go through that consultation, how many of them do you close?
I close 90%.
That's phenomenal. Are you the only person that closes people right now, or do you have other trainers that also do that as well?
I'm the only one who closes right now.
Okay, so you're doing it all. You're wearing all the hats. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a step back in the process, because that's the sales process once they walk in. So how do you get clients currently? Like, what's your best form of marketing or lead generation?
Right now, it's going to be social media. It's website, social media, and next is word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It okay. really is.
Are you running ads right now on social media to your website? How does that work?
Yeah, we're running. We just actually designed a new website that just went live yesterday.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Right. And so we're working with that with Facebook, Instagram, and running certain ads on there, promotions.
Love it.
Things of that nature. And we're working more and more with that. But with that, I hired a social media girl, a marketing individual, who now works with us and helps us with all that. Because like you just said, wearing a lot of hats. Yeah.
That's hard.
It's old.
Okay. Oh yeah. Without a doubt. Especially when you got so many different balls up in the air, and like, it's easy to drop one just in case.
Yeah.
Like just accidentally. Okay. How much do you spend on advertising per month on average?
I would say we spend somewhere in the neighborhood of close to $1,000 a month.
Okay. Does that include your marketing fee as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I like it. And do you know what your return is on average? Like how many new clients you sign up and what your return is?
I usually get about two to three a month.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. So you're adding in roughly anywhere between, you're roughly, I mean, if we average it out, you're probably adding $1,500 in revenue.
Okay. In revenue back in.
Money on the front end, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to put it out to really get the return on it, you know, and stuff like that. And you know, I give the trainers incentive. They bring in their own client, I give them a higher percentage. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Cause it's a lot easier that way.
Oh, absolutely. Know? It takes it off the strain off of you. What is that percentage? I'm just curious. What's the percentage if you bring them in and what's the percentage if they bring them in?
It's usually about 15%. Okay. I'll give them a 15% increase on their hourly rate. Okay. Cause I went back to an hourly rate with trainers.
Nice.
I charge them. I basically pay them a standard hourly rate. Mm-hmm. And then if they bring in more, I increase that hourly rate by 15%. We used to do percentages. Mm-hmm. You have to give them a little bit more, you know, from that. And they don't understand sometimes those percentages. So if you say, hey man, it's another $15 an hour. Now you understand.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal at that point. Okay. Yeah. Makes total sense. I gotcha. So what is, let's look forward to end of 2021. You got the rest of the year. You just moved into a new location. How big is it, by the way? How many square feet?
It's about 2,300 square feet.
Oh man, that's perfect for a personal training. That's like, you got so much space.
Yeah.
So let's look forward to 2021. What's your goal? Where do you want to be?
Well, you know, my goal is, one of the things is to reduce a little bit of my book so I can work on the business a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You know, we have another aspect of our business here, which we call Team Atlas. We work with bodybuilders, figure competitors, bikini girls who are getting ready for competitions.
Yep.
As you know, last year that just got washed out.
Yep.
That was done. Yep. I'll be hosting or promoting my first bodybuilding show this spring.
Awesome.
So, congrats. It's going to be quite a ride, but we're going to be ready for that. And I want to spend more time on running the business. So, you know, one of my goals is basically to transfer a lot of that back to the trainers and have them really running the show here.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. That's such a good goal. That's amazing. I like it, man. So how many clients do you want to have by the end of 2021?
2021, I want to be at least realistically about 85 to 90 clients.
Okay. And then how many do you want to have on your roster? That's a real question.
Oh, see, now I want to reduce that roster down to maybe, I'd like 25, 30.
That's a big percentage from where you're at.
I mean, I'd like to. I don't know if I'm going to let that go as easy, but because it's hard to let go. But, you know, I've got to allow the trainers to run the show now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's time to let them run the show and be the forefront of the business.
100%. Do you feel confident in the staff that you have now?
Yes, they're young, but they're very energetic, and they are very willing to learn. I like them. You know, I just like them. I really like them. I like what they do, what they stand for. We have a wide variety of trainers in all different areas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the first time, I really feel like the business is moving in the right direction with them. Mm. You know, that I could release some of that now to them.
Yes, momentum. I like it. I like it. Okay. What's one piece of advice you could give Mike 15 years ago?
I'd probably say take the time and learn more. I wish I could have learned more from some of the people in the business. You know, I brought somebody in the very beginning who I thought was an expert in the industry. That didn't turn out to work out so well.
A lot of so-called experts in the industry.
Yeah. And I was forced to learn a lot of it on my own.
Yeah.
I wish I would have gotten with somebody who I could have gone under and learned under. You know, that way I could have learned, you know, it would have taken so long.
Yeah. That makes total sense. Makes total sense. It's great advice for a lot of people out there. Find someone that's done it before.
Yeah. And hone your craft. My biggest thing with any trainers, don't worry so much about the money. The money will come. Mm. Get very good at what you do.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Amen to that. Awesome. Mike, thank you for your time, man. I really
appreciate it. No problem.
If anybody is in Baltimore and you guys are looking for some personal training, make sure you guys check out Mike and Atlas Personal Training. What is the website, by the way, just so everybody can know?
Website is atlaspersonaltrainers.com.
Personaltrainers.com. Atlaspersonaltrainers.com. Perfect. Awesome. Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, man. Take care.
Thank you so much for listening. If you found this content valuable, here's four ways we can help you grow your gym for free. One, grab a free copy of Alex Ramosi's best-selling book, Gym Launch Secrets, at alexsbook.com. Two, join our free Facebook group at alexsgroup.com. Three, if you're a gym owner, you can apply to be on the podcast by emailing us at podcast@gymlaunch.com. Four, leave us a 5-star review so we can gain access to more gym owners and bring those lessons back to you. And as always, tap that button and subscribe to this podcast for more.